From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is a special best-of edition of Weekly Warm-Up, featuring a cornucopia of the week's sports news, public radio style. Today we return to Beverly, Massachusetts, site of the Roller Figure Skating Midwinter Invitational. Roller figure skating takes the flash and athleticism of ice dancing and combines it with, well, the organ music of roller skating. Karen Given attended the Invitational in March and filed this report.
It's barely 7 on a warm Saturday morning, and the Roller Palace in Beverly, Massachusetts has been buzzing with excitement since 5:30. Call that the relative excitement of the figures competition at the Northeast Regional Midwinter Invitational. If it wasn't for the equipment on their feet, these skaters easily could be confused for their icier counterparts. The women are decked out in sequins and sparkles, short skating skirts, and matching boot covers. The men are in shoulder-to-toe spandex jumpsuits with more than a few sequins of their own. Compulsory figures were the bane of many an ice skater before they began to be phased out in the late 60s. But this morning, roller skaters are carefully tracing over circles nearly 20 feet across, painted three in a row on the Roller Palace's wooden floor. 11-year-olds Amber and Allison are hanging out on the benches to the side of the rink, laughing while the medals around their necks clink together. Like everyone else, Amber is wearing makeup and sequins, but she bristles at the idea that she joined the sport for the sparkly outfits.
Well, I play basketball. Like, I love sports, other sports, and I'm not really a person that likes makeup or dresses, and this is the only time I put on a dress except for, like, weddings. I just think it's really fun, and that's the only reason I put up with it, Ken.
Allison and Amber's friends at school don't always understand why they spend so much time skating. But when the pair traveled to Nebraska for the national finals last summer, they met skaters from all over the country, and now they want everyone to try it.
It's just really a great experience, and you get to travel all over the place, and it's just really fun.
Like in Australia, Nebraska.
Not Australia,
yeah,
probably.
For world, if you make it
yeah,
into
world.
And the more that you go into different competitions, the more friends you get to make.
It's nice because you get to make friends with all different age groups,
oh, yeah.
Not just the ones you're in.
When Amber talks about making friends in all different age groups, she's referring to kids she might not necessarily play with at recess, not skaters like Colleen Reynolds from Hudson, New Hampshire. But bringing the generations together is exactly why Colleen's here.
I started 6 years ago to compete with my grandkids. But my coach actually is Bonnie Becker. She started with my youngest daughter, then had my grandchildren, then she got Grammy last. So she's had three generations of us.
Colleen didn't just find time with her grandkids at the rink. She also found friends like Cordelia McLeod, Dee Dee for short. Dee Dee's been on roller skates most of her life, but says she left the sport when she discovered boys and came back to it when she became interested in men. And she's never been embarrassed to tell people what she does in her spare time.
People that know me already know that that's my focus, that's my passion. Fellow that had been in my life for a long time, he came to watch me skate for something, and he said, "You really like to skate?" And I said, "Yeah, like you like your things." "No," he said, "you really like to skate." He said, "Your face just lights up when you skate." He said, "You just love it. This is my exercise. This is my fun. This is my focus and my time."
Dee Dee skates four, sometimes five times a week. But these days, she's having more and more trouble finding a place to practice. When she was a kid, there was a rink in her town. When that closed, Dee Dee was able to go to larger cities in New Hampshire. Now, as the number of rinks diminishes, so does the number of skaters.
sometimes we lose skaters because if a rink closes, it's so much farther for someone to go, so it makes it harder and harder. Myself, I live in New Hampshire, and I skate in Massachusetts because there are no longer any rinks in New Hampshire. So I skate in Tingsboro, which is about 40 minutes from my home. I suppose if I had the money, I'd build a rink, but I'm spending my money skating instead.
Some of the morning's events only have one or two competitors. Even the larger groups seem to have no more than five or six. During interviews, people here say their sport is not growing or that it's leveling off. But after the microphone is put away, one man shakes his head and tells me his sport has been on the decline since the end of World War II.
I don't know if this is going to be good enough for her, but...
Walking into the Roller Palace for the evening dance session is like stepping 50 years back in time. Women sit at round plastic tables in front of the snack bar, putting the final touches on their hairspray and makeup. There are men here, too, mercifully excluded from the primping. The skaters compete in age groups, from the 8 and under primary division to the 55 and older veterans. But the kids' dance events are scheduled for Sunday morning, and most of the Saturday evening crowd is closer to 60 than to 16.
This is veteran solo, uh-huh. And you have to be 55 or older to skate it.
Okay.
Men and women can skate.
Dee Dee McLeod is lined up at the far end of the rink, waiting for her turn to compete. The judges will watch her body posture, feet placement, and form as she goes through the pre-choreographed steps of her event. I ask what aspect of her routine she'll be focusing on during her skate. Without losing a beat, she smiles and says, having fun.
Introducing the skaters in flight number 5 from the Royal Kingdom Teams of Royal Skating Club, number 268, for Dee Dee McLeod.
Dee Dee skates first in her group, starting with a short original opening before beginning the prescribed dance steps. Her arms stretch out to her sides, like a ballet dancer, and her feet cross over each other in a smooth gliding motion. Like the other dancers, Dee Dee stares serenely upwards, not watching her feet, and smiles broadly. Dee Dee won't win this event. She won't even place, but it's quite clear she's having fun.
Yes, you know, Dee, public cover is all set and ready to go for all your picture needs.
Also at the far end of the rink, a professional photographer has set up his equipment, complete with a large fabric backdrop and umbrella lights, just like at a high school prom. It's been a few decades since Bob Quinzani's attended a school dance, but he poses proudly for his photo in a dapper black skating outfit with hot pink trim.
This is a two-piece skating outfit. And it's decorated with sequins and jewels that my wife spends hours and hours and hours putting on there. The idea is to reflect the light that's out there. This is my wife, Gloria. We've been married 49 years in May. We've been skating almost all of 49 years.
You know what? I'm very impressed that you have a husband who's not afraid to wear pink.
Oh, he wears pink. I think it's lovely.
Gloria's quick to point out that one of her pros designed the outfits. Notice I said one of her pros. The Quinzanis employ several people to help them reach their goal of placing at the Nationals. So they must practice a lot, right?
Not enough.
Well, no, not really enough. We skate probably at least 3 times a week.
3 times.
And yeah. Maybe 4. As it gets closer to Nationals in July, we'll pick up the pace and put in a little more time.
Does it make for a good, strong marriage, all that skating?
Yeah, we've been married 49 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, without any breaks, huh?
Yeah,
really,
without any breaks.
Bob and Gloria might not have taken any breaks from skating or each other, but Hal Hermani can't say the same. Hal was a competitive skater in New Jersey in the 1940s. He made the States and Nationals in 1943 and 44. For impact, he reminds me that was the year Franklin D. Roosevelt instituted the March of Dimes.
And then my partner drifted away and got married. So for the next 2.5 years, I skated with Betty Lytell. Do you know who she is?
No.
She's the Sonia Henie of roller skating.
For those who might need a reminder, Sonia Henie won 3 consecutive Olympic figure skating gold medals in the 1920s and 30s. Her success made her a celebrity. It's hard to imagine any of today's artistic roller skaters as celebrities, but to hear Hal tell it, things were different in the 40s.
It was wall-to-wall people just watching. When I skated in the Nationals in Detroit, Michigan, at the Arena Garden, the people were standing, you know, like you would watch a parade. And these weren't the skaters. These were the people who came to watch.
In 1949, Hal left skating to focus on his university studies. 57 years later, at the age of 80, he decided to make a comeback. So far, he's focusing on getting his legs back. But don't worry, Hal says he still has plenty of time.
Well, I've told a lot of people I plan to be the oldest living vet from World War II. That means I've got roughly 20 more years to skate.
Well, I hope they're good skating years.
Oh, it will be. Come next year. I plan to be a winner. And I don't plan to be the only one in the event to be the winner.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given in Beverly, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Karen Given's story on roller figure skating will be featured in this week's program, which will include some of the best stories we've aired in the past several months, give or take a couple of weeks. We'll revisit Russ Bradford, the basketball coach whose passion for the fiddle led him to a job in Ireland and whose penchant for reading and writing led to a book about his stay there. Also, we'll have a few of the silliest sports stories you may or may not have ever heard and a look back at teens who strive to be the best at bard. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.